Welcome to The Common Sense Millionaire, where we work to promote your financial advancement in knowledge, process, and education so that you and your family become financially secure. This is the place I share common sense action steps that you can take today to assist your financial advancement. So sit back, grab a drink, and let's get started. Okay, let's talk about real estate. Here's one of the funniest things about real estate as an investment. And that's really what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about necessarily buying your own personal home, but buying a property and renting that property, making money off of that asset. So let me go with my pet peeve. I would say 2 to 3 times a year, I have an opportunity to speak to real estate agents. Real estate agents are always professionals that are self-employed. And a lot of people just getting into the field sometimes have a hard time understanding making quarterly payments and how they're going to structure their business for profitability. Because you can make a very good profit. And actually, this particular presentation should be called Living with Real Estate, because my wife is a real estate broker, and she runs an office of about, I think it's about 80 agents. So she's seen it all, and I've heard it all. So many times I go to the presentations, and one of the questions I'll ask is, hey, you know, you all love real estate. You think the real estate is great. The market in this area is ridiculous. So everybody's making money, people happy. I said, well, how many of you all own real estate? Not one hand goes up. And I always clarify, I'm not talking about real estate for your personal living space with your family or whatever. I'm talking about real estate that you have invested in to rent and receive money on that. And you know why I always ask this question? Because I have to remind these professionals that there is a very nice carve-out in the tax law where in the right situation, if you own an investment property and you are what they call a real estate professional, okay, then should you have any loss on the property, you don't have to carry the loss forward. The entire amount can be deducted in the year in which it occurred. Okay, that's a no-brainer. Okay, that if you are a real estate professional and you meet all the requirements from the IRS, then if you have a loss on your property, you can actually take that loss in the current tax year that you're working in. Otherwise, you have to carry it forward. Okay, and typically you keep carrying that amount forward until you sell the property, and the accumulated total of that will then offset any profit once you sell the property. So this is sometimes a rather complex issue, but if you're a realtor, it should be a no-brainer. So let's take a look at real estate. There are a significant amount of transaction costs that you can deduct either on the buying side or the selling side, okay? And what that involves is getting information and data together. So I ask the people who own the property, okay, you're renting that property now, need to see the closing documents for that property. If this is a purchase in the current year, then I look at the closing documents to determine what items can be deductible in the current year. If not, then I want to look at the closing documents for when you originally purchased the property, say 10 years ago. And we look at that to see how much you actually paid. I take a look at the property tax records where you can find details about how much of the property is above ground, okay? And then how much of it is the actual square footage of the property square itself. That's important because you can only deduct the actual percentage of the property used for the dwelling space. Now, that's important because you're able to depreciate that property, and you have to know what you're going to depreciate at and not make a mistake, because that can be easily picked up by the IRS, and which you would then have to explain. Remember, we had a discussion on, you know, how do you audit proof? You just want to make sure that everything is correct. So I collect all of the information related to what the income is from the rent, as well as what the expenses are that are paid by the property owner on that rental property, and those are deductions. There's an incredible amount of deductions. Any maintenance on the property is a deduction. Any improvement to the property, okay, is an item that is deductible over various number of years. For example, typically, if you're putting in carpet, new carpet in the entire house, that can be deducted over 5 years. And if I'm correct, there are some other provisions where you can deduct the entire amount in 1 year. But you have to look at that closely. This is another thing that you cannot do by yourself. Most of the time, if you try to do this by yourself, you're going to leave off deductions that are going to cost you money. Okay? So we look at the income. We look at the expenses that are related to managing that business. Because when you're renting that property, it's a business. And then we also look at any other activities related to the property that can be deducted. So if you have a property management company, those fees are probably going to be deductible. And some other miscellaneous type things, like if you pay a monthly sewer fee. But this all, it depends on where the property is, what jurisdiction it is, how property taxes are dealt with, and all of that. So that that can be a very, very strong wealth producer, because you get to enjoy the appreciation and the price of the property over time. And then hopefully, if you do want to sell that property, you have a nice profit that you can then use, okay, for turning that over into your next property. I think a lot of people are scared about that, because there are some expenses that you have to have. Like, you have to make sure you have proper insurance. You also have to deal with the local government requirements. So what I mean by that is, if you are in a town, which is an actual certified town, then there may be town requirements. And then those may be linked in with what the state requirements for rentals are. And you want to make, you know, you want to be very careful about that. A lot of metropolitan areas, major cities are now having restrictive laws on whether you can Airbnb your condo. That's a very big deal right now, because a lot of time those apartments are taken off the rental market and only used for basically hotel stays. And that can be damaging for people trying to find affordable housing in a location. And that's just my opinion and not necessarily the fact. So rental property can be great. You can set your rent. I have several clients where their rents are actually kind of above the local rent, but the tenants have been there for a long time. I have someone whose client, the tenant has been there for more than 10 years, and the tenant is extremely happy with the home. It gives you the opportunity to bank a portion of what you receive in income, so that you have a reserve in case you need to make repairs or to purchase any important components to the house. Like a friend who has a home, every year a pipe freezes and bursts and he has to replace it. So he didn't have to do it last year, it was warmer where we are, but normally he has to replace that, and that is considered an repair, and that is a deductible expense. Some people may argue that that was an improvement, but in this case, it was a repair because it was just patched together and then immediately back in use by the tenant. This, I think a lot of people forget about this as a source of wealth. If you've done this properly, if it's set up properly, There's a lot of question about should the house be in an LLC or should it be in a trust. You want to do that up front because typically if you have to do it after you have purchased the property and rented it out, the problem there is you would have to pay that locality's transfer tax to transfer that into another entity. But setting it up as an LLC helps you to kind of offset any potential liability. Yes, they can still, I mean, they can sue you for the property, but they can't sue you personally. So I think you should take a look at that. If you're really interested in property ownership for rental purposes, yeah, give us a call because it really is a nice long meeting. And if we can get in front of what's going on, we can keep you from making some of the mistakes that first-time rental property owners make. You've been listening to The Common Sense Millionaire, where you can learn how to go from zero to a million using common sense solutions to everyday financial issues. Make sure and subscribe to stay connected for more content, tools, and help so you can advance towards your financial goals. If you need assistance or have questions, leave a comment or you can email me at george@commonsensemillionaire.com.